Yea, Lord. That's right. Yeah. Where's the reverse? The way I see it. Yeah, Lord. This is no accident that God's given us this tractor. Really? Think about it. What is the chances of somebody saying, here's a 1980 tractor that looks like it's like brand new. You know what this thing was built for? It's built for the harvest, and it's been used for a belly mower for some doctor that don't know what he's doing for, I'm sorry, the doctor didn't give it to us, so I'm not slamming him. This tractor, listen, this tractor has 116 hours on it. My Kubota's almost new, and it's got 500 or 600 hours on it. And I don't even farm it. But God gave us this thing to me to show us that the harvest is intact. He gave it to us to show us that he's given us the equipment we need. Y'all believe that? Don't you like it smell, diesel fuel? Love it. I love it. We might have tractor pulls in here one Sunday morning, man. Who knows? I'm just telling you, this should excite you. That's why I left it in here, because I think we just take for granted that I've never been given anything like this. I had to buy, we can't even get a lawnmower. But look what God has done, man. Look what God has done. So I was going to preach on the tractor, but I thought, well, even better, I'll just use it for my pulpit. Praise God. What a weird name, pulpit. It's what, pull people out of the pit? Yeah, I like that. So I thought of what parable would be fitting for this. Very good, the parable of the sower. Do you remember when Troy did the, remember Troy played Jesus? But you remember one year he was the sower and he had on his hood. It looked like, he looked kind of like the Grim Reaper. But we had his video, we did his Easter play, and he's sowing. And he had his big long hood on. And it's like, whoa, what is this? But the Bible says the sower went out to sow. So if the sower went out to sow now, there would probably be this machine behind here, and it would have this thing that planted corn or whatever, beans in a certain distance, a certain depth, and it would do whatever it did. But the sower went out to sow. Yay? Is that true?
That's what it says.
And he said, some seed fell where? By the wayside. The sower still sowed by the wayside, didn't he? He did not pick this ground because it wasn't good ground. He sowed everywhere he went, right? So that shows us that we don't pick and choose where we sow stuff. We've got good seed. We scatter it everywhere we go. We scatter it at work, praise God, where there's heathens and there are people like, they'll never come to the Lord. You sow. You sow. You sow. You sow. You sow. The harvest is not up to you. The harvest is up to the Lord. So you sow. The sower went out to sow. He sowed some, and some fell beside the wayside. For the first year, there's something going on in the spirit. Don and I have lived on this property for how many years? 30?
Where we live?
36 years. A guy uses my field, our field, to plant crops in. For 35 years. He has planted soybeans. So what's the deal? Soybeans get about this big, and they get bushy, and let me tell you a funny story about that. It's got nothing to do with this, but it's funny. We used to have a dog named Susie, and I think she had brain damage, but I loved her. And one day, there was soybeans about this tall, and I threw a tennis ball out there or something, and she goes, and she's jumping through this soybean field, just tearing it up, making, we call it crop circles. Every time you throw something out there, she'd start doing laps out in the field. I thought, this is so cool. It reminds me of the joy of being in the harvest, you know, it really did. She was joyful because people were laughing at her and paying attention to what she was doing. But anyway, at how many, 35 years we've seen soybeans. This year, guess what? They planted corn. Never done it before, and never have I seen rain. Usually by now, praise God, you don't have to mow the church or the yard, but every 2 or 3 weeks. No, it's clotted. Every time I mow it, it's like it don't even dry out enough to keep, you know. And I'm like, whoa, this is, you don't put this together, but it's raining. It's raining, it's raining, it's raining. This corn is probably approaching 11 or 12 feet tall. It's like, it don't look like soybeans. It's like, whoa, look at this harvest, man. So some of it fell by the wayside. And if you ever go to a, have you ever been around a cornfield, anybody? What's it look like around the edges? The corn's about this tall, and the next row over is bigger. And for some reason, that first row, it's by the wayside. I don't know why. Mike might know why, but it's by the wayside. And it said some fell on stony ground. Well, long as it's raining good, everything's cool. But when the dry season comes in July and August, usually, what happens? It says it wilts and it fades away and it dies because there is no root of ground. There's no depth of earth. And said the third kind was planted where? Among weeds and thorns. Come look at my house for an example of that in the garden. Come look at a field that's been overtaken by weeds. I know y'all have never done that to your garden, but I'm like, oh my gosh, we could find crops in there, but wow, I don't even know if I want to. So overtaken by weeds and thorns. But it said the fourth kind, it's like out in that middle of that corn is so thick that the weed couldn't grow in it if it had to. In the middle of this field, man, is just whoa. And that symbolizes the good ground that brings forth 30, 60, and 100-fold what is planted. And one time I was, you know, sometimes I'm curious about things, and I decided to count how many seeds were on a corn ear. Y'all want to make a guess how many's on there? I estimated, I counted the rows, and then I multiplied it times. It was around 800. I thought, wow, that's even better. And some of them's got two ears on them. So I'm like, wow, what an increase. Go out in the cornfield if you want to see what a harvest looks like, man. But it said the first kind, what? People won't even hear the gospel. Soon as the word's preached, like some of y'all have been before, whenever, like I was till I was 30 years old, whenever the word is preached, what happens? The birds come in and devour it, which symbolizes Satan. They take the word of God and steal the word of God. And the second kind, what happens? It's planted on the rocks. It says they have no depth of earth, and when persecution comes or people make fun of them because of the gospel or because it gets in the way of their lifestyle, they fall. And the third kind is a kind that has been embraced by Christianity, saying this is okay. It's not okay, it's not God's best, but it'll do. And that's where the church has been living for the last whatever many years. I'm not saying all the churches I'm not saying you, but most fall into this category. And it says the weeds and the thorns symbolize the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches, and they become unfruitful. Now, what's the difference between this one and the one outside that don't do nothing either? You got lots of foliage, you got a beautiful plant, but there's no ears on it. Is God pleased with that? God says when he comes for figs, yes, he said it was a season for figs. That's a good one. It was a season for figs, and when he came to get figs and there was no figs on the tree, he cursed it. And there was another story. He said, fertilize it, water it, give me one more year, and if it won't produce, I'm going to cut it down and throw it in the fire. To me, God is not pleased with that third soil. Only those that bring forth fruit God is pleased with. Is that condemnation? No. It's truth. It's what the Word of God says. Is it? Praise the Lord. And so I'm closing, maybe. Okay. God has given us his tractor. Y'all agree? And God told me this morning, he said, this tractor, you can use it. You can use it or you can park it out in the field and let it rust. Y'all ever seen a tractor out in the field just rusting? And somebody leaves this off and water gets down in here and the block cracks. All kinds of weird stuff happen. Well, it gets in here too. See, we don't even have a flapper because we're going to keep this thing busy and inside. Ooh. That diesel stuff's nasty. So we can use it or let it rust in the field. Another funny thing about this tractor is it don't do too much. When I just drove it in here, it didn't do too much of nothing. It's got these. Well, I fired up and show you, but I don't want to make it smell in here anymore. It's got this thing on here called a three-point hitch. What's that do? You hook it up to what they call an implement, and you pull that handle, and it raises or lowers it. You put a bush hog on there, and it raises and lowers it. But it won't work until you put this thing on it called a drive shaft, and you put it on this thing called a PTO, and then you pull this handle right here back, and it starts spinning. It starts spinning. It starts moving machinery. It starts doing something. If you just sit there and don't go nowhere, it don't do nothing. But once you start moving that tractor, it starts doing something. So God showed me he's given us a church. He's given us a field. He's given us seeds. He said, now you need to put your implements to work. One of them is intercessory prayer. You need to put that. This tractor won't go nowhere unless you've got intercessory prayer going. This tractor of harvest will go nowhere unless we've got intercessory prayer happening. Amen. An implement, there's another implement called deep teaching. Deep teaching about what God wants to do. And that's what this Dick Rubin thing is. If you think we're going to go to the next level without getting this, I don't think we will. I believe it's God ordained for right now. It's God ordained that God said, bless Dick Rubin. Bless him with $100 a month for a year. See, we're so dense and thick. You don't realize that they came in 3 days. Yes. 3 days people gave to do that. And then we get this letter from him going, well, y'all heard him when he talked to us over, it was like, I forget who it was that said, it was so anointed. I felt the presence and the power of God come through that. I can even see Dick Rubin doing a live feed. I can see him back here preaching totally healed, but right now, this is what he's going to do, and this teaching is pivotal for where God wants to take us. And I was sitting here the other night, and the Bible says that those who believe will cast out demons. This was going on. And this pastor was learning a little bit about casting out devils. Yeah, it was good, Janet. It sure was. Yes, it was. No condemnation. I know you were with Brittany, right? She doing all right? Where are they at? Darn. Hope they could come out. So we need implements of what? Prayer? What else? Teaching? Deep teaching. Fasting too, probably, but one is a gift of prophetic evangelism. And I know you guys fit into that, but I'm going to tell you what. Somebody gave me a book about 3 years ago. And, Lord, I cannot even think of the lady's name, but she pastors a church in Louisville.
Talking about selling personal.
I read this book, and it's like, whoa, this is like line upon line, precept upon precept. And I feel like we need to invite her out for a Friday night and a full Saturday day of teaching and just implementing this stuff, okay? Because it's important. It's powerful. It's just like, how's your crick, man? Is it gone? Is your crick gone? Put your hand on him again if it feels better. How's your crick? Still there? Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, we just come against this thing. In the name of Jesus, we just speak life. We come against tension. We come against pain. We come against stiffness in the name of Jesus, God. In the physical, in the spiritual, in the soul realm, God, we defeat this power in Jesus' name. We thank you for life and abundant life, God, in Jesus' name. See, when he gives you that gifting, you're going to go into a restaurant and you're going to go, this is what's going on with you and your family. They're going to go, really? How did you know that? God. Then it's going to open the doors wide open for you. How many of y'all are afraid of that? Is anybody afraid, a little intimidated by doing something like that? You're honest. I think everybody's a little intimidated by that before they do it. Even when you do it, because there's always that chance that, oh, what if I didn't hear right? What if you did? But God is going to, that's another implement, man. It's going to be that three-point hitch is going to pick it up. You're going to plug in that PTO, and it's going to start spinning.
Yeah,
it's going to start thrashing. It's going to start cutting the harvest down. It's going to start preparing. If there's a plow on there, it's going to turn over the fallow ground. Remember? Y'all ever used a plow? I never did too well with it. I wasn't smart enough to know what angle to get it and all that stuff, but I watch people do it, and there's nothing like watching that. It just peels off that blade and turns over, man. You think, that's good. Have y'all ever been in a field that's just been plowed or rode? Have you ever smelled?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just.
Smells like spring.
It smells like life. A fresh mowed lawn, you know. Usually this year it kind of smells corroded, but usually it smells good, you know. Gifts of healings. And of course, we need an implement of every gift of the Holy Spirit. But I feel particularly gifts of healings because that's going to get people's attention quicker than they. There's way too many sick Christians. But you know, the world will come to that. But what if they're just coming for the gift? That's between them and God, isn't it? That's not your problem. Man, it's so cool. God didn't leave us no problems. He just gave us gifts and said, use them. And I think there was one more I wrote down. You could do hundreds of them, but, unity in the body. That's going on now, but it's going to get deeper and wider, and we got to be willing to hook up other churches and use their giftings because they've all got giftings, you know. They've all got things that we need, and we've got things that they need. You know, it goes both ways. So, like, you know, the Pastor Don, that's the Pastor Don Skaggs, and Rhonda, I got it. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. I finally remembered that. That's how I remembered it. Sorry. I was doing something really spiritual yesterday. I was at the Street Rod Nationals with my son. It was so spiritual. All that horsepower, all that, whoa, it reminded me of the power of God. But they have all this oldie music playing, and help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. I'm going, yes, that's the pastor's name, Pastor Don's. See, it works. But anyway, you know, they are hungry for the things of God. And God used homeschooling to hook, you guys got to know each other through that. And how y'all got talking about the things of God, I mean, they're hungry, you're hungry, so you're just going to talk about what you're hungry for, right? Yep. You ever notice you can get together with somebody for about 5 minutes and you can tell what they're interested in? If it's football, rah, rah, rah. If it's UK basketball, they wear T-shirts even to church. I'm not going to do that. No, that would be mean. Jesus, But I just, you know, God has given us so much. He's given us so many promises, this church. He's given every one of y'all so many promises of what he wants to do in your life. And it's not dead, believe me. It's not dead. It's about ready to come to life. It's about ready to come to fruition. Everything you've been promised, if you will not faint. You're more tempted to faint, right? It's just like when Brittany went on that trip, man. You're tempted to faint at the starting line. As soon as you get real close to your goal, you're tempted to faint. And I don't know why that is, except I know the enemy is going to throw more on you because he knows your destiny and he trembles. So, and this one scripture here, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. I want to hear God say, well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the harvest. I'm going to change that from joy of the Lord to the joy. How many of y'all know what a great joy it is to harvest? These dude farmers, they work all year. Of course, now they got stuff where they can kill weeds and stuff easier. But they work all year on this thing. They plan all year on this. They even get insurance on it in case it gets blasted. But they do all this work, and then I see them in the fall, and man, they're going through there with this combine, and you see there's a truck following them, and all this stuff's coming out the, what do you call that spout? A spout. It shoots into the truck, and they drive the truck off to the market, and they get all this money for their work. And so, praise God. It's a reward. It's a reward. So we're fixing to go to market. This is market right here on this altar. This is market in Jesus' name. So if you wrote some names down there, hey, like that chrome roll bar, man, is that cool or what? Not chrome, it's stainless. That means it can't even rust. So we don't, you got some music up there, Holly? Oh, well, you go up there and grab an instrument. Praise the Lord. Whoever plays. Greenville, Indiana is a place to be. Harvest living is a life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Take a hand and just give me that countryside. Oh. Dun, 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 dun. The chores. Dun, 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 dun. The stores. Yeah. Y'all come running to the altar. Come running. Come running. Come running. Come running. Come running. Hey, bring your prayer requests up here and put them on the altar. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Jesus, mighty God. Bring them prayer requests by faith. Lay hands on that box and believe for others that weren't your own in Jesus' name. Hey, man, if you need prayer for anything or if you're away from God and you need to repent, come to this altar and get on your face and repent. God wants to restore the joy of the harvest to you. Praise the Lord, you got something.